opening to the uterus is called the cervix. It is located at the end of the vagina and can be seen during an examination with use of a vaginal speculum. The cervical skin is made of multiple layers of skin cells. It is this area that is sampled during a pap smear. Dysplasia means non-cancerous, abnormal growth of the skin of the cervix. There are degrees of dysplasia, mild, moderate, and severe. None of this is cancer, but the next step beyond severe dysplasia is invasive cancer of the cervix. More than 90% of cervical cancers come from squamous cells. Most, if not all, of these cancers are preceded by cervical dysplasia. While there is certainly individual variability, the progression from normal to dysplasia to cancer is generally a slowly moving process, taking on average about 10 years. Intervention at any time before invasive cancer has occurred is associated with excellent cure rates and usually prevents the development of cancer. The precise cause of cervical dysplasia is not known, but human papillomavirus plays an important role. Some strains of HPV are associated with the development of venereal warts. Other strains are associated with the development of dysplasia and may be a prerequisite. Magnifying the cut edge of the cervix helps to better understand normal growth. The cells at the bottom of the skin sit on a basement membrane. This bottommost layer of skin cells is called the basal layer. As these cells reproduce, they push their daughter cells upward towards the surface of the skin. Rising through the skin layer, the cells mature, becoming flat and pancake-like, as opposed to round and plump. Their nuclei initially become larger and darker, then smaller. Depending on the viewing angle, these mature cells may have different appearances. With many cells reproducing at the same time, layers of skin develop. After the skin cells reach the surface of the cervix, they are shed into the vagina. During a pap smear, these shed cells are collected for examination under a microscope. Normal, fully mature skin cells are expected to be seen. Sometimes, the basal layer reproduces cells faster than normal. These daughter cells are pushed upward at an accelerated rate, and they reach the skin surface before they have time to fully mature. This process is called dysplasia. In this case, a pap smear will have many mature cells, but will also have some cells that haven't completely matured. A skin biopsy will confirm immature cells extending at least part of the way toward the surface of the skin. This mild dysplasia is also called CIN1, or cervical intraepithelial neoplasia, or low-grade SIL, for squamous intraepithelial lesion. If there is only moderate maturation of the skin cells before they reach the surface, this is called moderate dysplasia, or CIN2, or high-grade SIL. Pap smears from these patients will show moderately immature cells. If there is no maturation at all through the full thickness of the skin, this is called severe dysplasia, or CIN3. It is included in the high-grade SIL category. This is also known as carcinoma in situ, which means that the cells look a lot like cancer cells, but it is not cancer yet, because it hasn't invaded the underlying tissue. Pap smears from these patients will show the most immature cells. After immature cells extend through the full thickness of the cervical skin, they may break through the basement layer and begin invading the underlying tissue. This is called invasive cancer. Cervical cancer may spread locally, potentially affecting the bowel, bladder, and ureters. Cervical cancer may also spread through the lymph nodes. Not everyone with dysplasia advances to cancer. Even untreated, fewer than 1 in 20 women with mild dysplasia will advance to cancer of the cervix. Some will remain at mild dysplasia, but most will, in time, revert back to normal. For patients with untreated moderate dysplasia, about 1 in 4 will advance to cancer. Among those with untreated severe dysplasia, about half will advance to invasive cancer of the cervix. Those with persistent mild dysplasia, particularly if there is high-risk HPV virus present, need further evaluation, frequently in the form of colposcopy. Colposcopy uses magnification and a special light filter to evaluate the cervix. During colposcopy, the cervix is exposed to acetic acid, which enhances the physician's ability to identify areas of abnormality. Biopsies are taken of the worst-looking area of abnormality, and treatment is planned based on this definitive diagnosis. Confirmed cases of mild dysplasia are often left untreated because the spontaneous regression rate is very high, the access to follow-up is usually good, and the rate of progression is very slow. For moderate dysplasia and above, the abnormalities are commonly treated by eliminating the abnormality. A number of tools can be used for this, including laser, freezing, or LEAP procedures. These minor surgical procedures are expected to clear the abnormal cells without disturbing future childbearing. Regardless of the method used to clear the abnormal cells, there is about a 10% recurrence rate, so close follow-up is important. For most women with cancer of the cervix, their disease was likely preceded by the progression from mild dysplasia to moderate to severe to cancer. But a few patients with cervical cancer arrive by a different route. Atypical squamous cell cancers occasionally invade the underlying tissues and spread before they have penetrated full thickness through the skin. Other, less common forms of cervical cancer, such as glandular cell or adenocarcinoma, may have less predictable behaviors. For these reasons, the best policy is to take all significant pap smear abnormalities seriously and to biopsy all suspicious cervical lesions.